Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Thai Casting Limited H2 FY 2024 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalavadi from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Thai Casting Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Anandan, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ramakrishnan, Whole-time Director, Mr. Subbaiah, Finance Head, Ms. Shivani Anandan, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Rajesh Samar, Company Secretary. Now I hand over the call to Ms. Shivani Anandan. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Thai Casting Limited H2 FY 2024 earnings conference call. We are delighted to have the opportunity to provide you with a comprehensive overview of your company's performance and our strategic direction. Thai Casting Limited stands as a distinguished automotive ancillary company with a rich legacy of expertise and innovation, specializing in high-pressure die casting and precision machining for both ferrous and non-ferrous materials, as well as induction heating and quenching. We have carved ourselves in the automotive component sector. Founded by Mr. Sriramulu Anandan, an industry veteran renowned for his expertise in pressure die casting and machining process. Our business model revolves around a B2B approach, catering to leading entities in the automotive sector. Our product portfolio has a diverse range of automobile components, including engine mounting support brackets, transmission mount, fork shift, steering wheel, housing, top cover, YFC base frame, and more. Notably, our commitment has earned us the prestigious MSIL Green Certification from Maruti Suzuki India Limited in 2021. This underscores our dedication to adopting and promoting a fully quality compliance component. In terms of operational highlights, Thai Casting Limited recently achieved significant milestones, including our listing on the NSE Emerge platform with an IPO of 47.2 crores. We also established Thai Induction and Nitrating Private Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary, as part of a strategic expansion into the ferrous business segment. We have acquired land to facilitate the construction of new facilities for our subsidiary also, focusing on gas nitrating, gear shaping, and planetary carrier manufacturing. These initiatives underscore our commitment to growth and innovation, positioning us for long-term success in the dynamic wind industry. In the second half of FY 2024, our focus remains steadfast on driving growth, innovation, and operational excellence. We are proud to report our strong financial results, which is significant year-over-year growth across various key metrics. Our total income reached 48.13 crores, showcasing a commendable trajectory of success. Additionally, our EBITDA stood at 14.68 crores, with an impressive margin of 30.51%, reflecting our commitment to operational efficiency. Moreover, our PAT amounted at 8.22 crores, underscoring our ability to deliver sustained profitability. These achievements validate the effectiveness of our strategic initiatives and the dedication of our team. As we navigate through the opportunities and challenges ahead, we remain dedicated to our core values of quality, innovation, and customer satisfaction. Our order book, which stood as for the month of March 2024, it is 232.69 crores, and on the month of April and May, it is 74 crores. Our recent land acquisition for the expansion of our subsidiary reflects our proactive approach towards meeting the evolving demands of our industry. By investing in new facilities and technologies, we aim to strengthen our capabilities and position ourselves as a leading provider of high-end casting solutions. We are pleased to report a commendable growth trajectory for our company. This success is driven by the development of new products, addition of new clients, and our goal of becoming a global brand offering one-stop high-end casting solutions. Following our IPO, we are on a growth path supported by our expansion and capital expenditure plans. We have established a new subsidiary and acquired a land setup to a gas nitrating plant. Focusing on our efforts on increasing insulation capacity is crucial as we strive to meet the growing demand for our valued customers. We are concentrating on boosting our overall order book value by securing more orders and enhancing the value of the existing ones. This multi-phased approach underscores our commitment to excellence and growth, paving the way for a promising future. In conclusion, I want to reiterate our commitment to sustainable growth and value creation for all our stakeholders with a strong foundation in place and clear roadmap for the future. We are confident in our ability to seize opportunities and overcome obstacles, driving long-term success for Thycasting Limited. Thank you.
Ma'am, should we begin the question and answer session?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pranay Jain from Deal Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this call and congratulations on a robust year.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request that you use your handset, sir? You are not audible, sir.
Just one moment. Which is better?
Yes, sir.
Great. So, first of all, congratulations on a robust year. I wanted to understand with the kind of strategy that we have taken to become a global one-stop shop, just wanted to understand this vision. How do we see it translating into the line of products over the next 2 to 3 years, and what kind of technologies, geographies, clients are we looking to have, except what we already have achieved in FY24? If you could just give us how this vision is going to play out, that's what I want to understand first.
Good evening, sir. This is Anandan, Manager Director of Thycasting. Good evening, everyone. Sir, earlier we were doing a casting of up to around 4 kg weight of components. Now we have started doing up to 9 kg to 13 kg with the new CapEx facility we have introduced with our IPO funds. So we should be starting in a couple of months' time, almost 3 months' time. That will be a value, very much value added for the EV, front axle, rear axle components, and other than battery boxes, those components will be catered. And globally also, we are discussing with the customers where we can reach them and supply the parts from here. And apart from this, we are focusing more on the wind industry. Already we have signed an agreement with the Trender German company. One vertical, we have already completed the erection and everything, gas night trading. Most probably from this month onwards, invoicing also, business also will get started. Further to that, on the wind, we are going for a gear shaping and planetary carrier machines. This will be a first person will be in India to support them, this type of components. First company.
That is very heartening, sir. So, if we just look at the order book for this, what does it look in terms of executing for this particular year as of now?
This year? This year, almost we are targeting around 55 to 60% increase in the comparing to past years. That we have very much visibility for that orders and the confirmed orders. And subsequently, we are getting the orders also. And we will be getting orders for even 2026 launching cars. Those cars orders also we already received. Validation process also over. So we are keep getting orders because we are improving our lab facility and also.
நீங்கள் அழைக்கும் நபர் உங்கள் காலை ஹோல்டில் வைத்துள்ளார்.
There was a disturbance. Hello?
Yes, sir, please.
Yeah. And we are implementing latest technology of latest machines.
So, the new products which you mentioned, like the gas for the wind industry and planetary parts, all of this will start contributing from, say, the second half of this year in our numbers?
Only in the wind part, only gas night trading, this month onwards will be, business will be starting. Already past 7-8 months we are working on that. And other than gas night trading, the gear shaping and the planetary carrier, we have ordered the machines. All the machines 15 months delivery time, the maximum delivery time. Other machines are 12 months. So end of next year, this business will get started. The entire, these three machines which you are buying, this will be a first time in India, these machines are. We have made an agreement with the vendor or customer also.
Understood. And last question before I get back in the queue. On the automotive side, what are the new clients we have added? Because as you mentioned, we were undergoing audits by global names. So just wanted to get a flavor of those who are now confirmed to give us orders or who have already started giving us. And
see, we are already... Yeah. You continue, sir.
Yes. So this was on the automotive side that I asked you.
Yes.
Automotive product.
By Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
Maruti Suzuki India Limited, Stellantis, PSA. These are all the major car manufacturers already we have approved. So only the new models which is going to come, like Kia EV vehicles, we have been ordered the business. The new look car launching which is going to come next year, Hyundai, we have been awarded. The Maruti, also Grand Vitara, we have been awarded. The new project of Maruti also we have been awarded. Like this, only the new models will be, we are getting awarded the new business. Already we are in the place of all the OEM car manufacturing suppliers through T1 suppliers. And in addition to that, the medium segment of pickup vehicles like Tata we are entering now. And Mahindra already we have entered. So we are, Leyland also we are trying to enter in the, like medium, Leyland also we have entered. So we have to start the business.
Got it. And with the addition of such clients on the auto side as well as growth in segments in wind and planetary later, we expect that our profit margin should only pick up from here, not just maintain?
No, sir. We'll maintain the same, sir. We'll try to maintain the same. Around 27 to 30 EBITDA will be definitely will be maintained.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I'm wishing you all the best.
Unproductivity, lab ekama, so we have to invest consistently.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to understand. I mean, as our utilization picks up, you think there is room for further pickup in margins, or we are going to get into a very competitive area, so it's difficult, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul Dafriya from Marigold. Please go ahead.
Sir, hi, Atul here. Thank you so much for the insights. One point is, sir, you mentioned that 55 to 60% hike in the order book. So this is compared to last year. So should we expect around 350 crore order book this year?
No, good evening, sir. So actually, 55 to 60% increase in the comparing to last year revenue. And the order book is, it will go for another 5 years. Normally, see, when we are getting an order for new model, for an example, new Maruti vehicle, which is going to launch in this year, I'll be getting that order. The entire order value for the absolute of that model, 5 years, that value, like that many models value only, that is 220 crores.
Okay.
And you understand?
No, not really. So you mentioned that, you know, generally it takes 5 years for executing the orders, right?
No, one model normally minimum 5 years, any car models are running, sir. Entire period we will be supplying that part. They will giving the RFQ and everything like that only, sir. Year on year, what is the volume and the entire volume, like that only we will be discussing with the parts. So, the entire order book is so much of amount, sir. It will be in phased manner. So, we can complete this year to next year, we can achieve this. Subsequent year will be a better because most of the car launching in this model next year is getting launched.
Understood, sir. And generally, like, you know, the order book what you have currently on like, you know, like, you know, in hand, generally how much time it takes for you to execute those orders?
This is most of them in that 60% around already we have completed the development. Waiting for the start of production by the OEMs. That is from something already we started. This year, few percentage we are going to start. Most of the order book will get started end of next year. December 25, all the whatever booked order will be start generating revenue.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
This is useful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna Kumar, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
May we request you to use your handset, please? Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. One is the revenue guidance for the 2025 and also for the upcoming 2 to 3 years. The second question is on the margin front. Comparing to the previous year, suddenly there is a high jump in the margin from 2022 to 2023. Will the margin will be sustaining for the next upcoming, for the next 2-3 years, or is it only like a one-time gain? I mean, we just need some clarity on that, sir.
No, no, definitely the margins will be sustainable. There will be any point of time, minimum 27% can be maintainable. We are now in the new capex, many of the investment is going. That is what slightly variations also I'm telling. Once everything is completed in 1 or 2 years time, then we can able to commit the exact EBITDA margins. Okay. Can you comment in the first question? Sorry, sir.
The revenue guidance for the next year, this 2025, also for the next up to 2 to 3 years, the future guidance.
Subsequently, we are planning every year minimum 55 to 60% revenue generation, because already we order booked, which I already told, around all put together more than nearly 250 crores we have been order booked. So it will be keep starting revenue and in every quarter, every half year.
Yes, sir, but just so you mentioned that the order will be starting from next year, at the end of next year, right?
No, it is whatever the order book is there, already some percentage is we are starting now. Entire order book, whatever committed, it will be started, entire value will be end of next year, December. The last car model which you am telling is launching in the December 2025. So whatever I am committed, everything will be started in 2025.
Okay. Got it, sir. Perfect. So the revenue guidance will be 50 to 60% year on year, right?
Yeah, sure. So far, our outlooking we are having.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Maruti Nandan Sarda, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question will be on the CAPEX. So for the next 2 years, what is our CAPEX requirement and how we are going to fund it?
Good evening, sir. So first, the initial CAPEX requirement, which I am telling for the wind, already for automobile, already this fundraising, we have already purchased most of the machinery. For a wind, which we are going signed with the German customer, we need around 70-75 crores of CAPEX requirement for 2025. Now, before we have ordered the machine, with the internal accruals, we are paying advance. We have asked the supplier to start manufacturing. One is from German Gleason, one is from Austria WFL. These two machines we have been ordered. Today I am in Coimbatore to give another two machines order. Will be today and tomorrow I will be discussing. Once that is completed, all the purchasing of activity will complete. So next year we will be expecting all the machines to come in and then we start.
Okay. And second question is on the debtors and inventory, basically on the working capital cycle. So our debtors are around like less than 2 months is what we are keeping. But inventory seems to be in excess of 4.5 or 5 months. So can you just throw a light on that? Is it just a case at the year end, or is it a general feature that we'll be having inventory of 4 to 5 months at any point of time?
No, sir. Recently, we have been entering into new products. Which new products, we have a various of alloy differences. So we had to keep some inventory in the year end. So we want to try to reduce, like within couple of one or two years, we want to reduce the inventory also. We are working on this. There is a different grades of alloys we are using. So now we are planning to reduce inventories also in coming year.
So what's the optimum level of inventory days you are looking at? You want to keep it down to 90 days?
No, definitely less than 90 days we want to keep it, sir.
Okay. My last question is on the other current assets. If you can just give breakup of that, what it is, approximately I think 18 to 20 crores.
Sir Subhya, sir.
Yeah, I just want to know the breakup of other current assets. The value is around 19 crore. Can you just give a breakup of that, what it is?
Yeah, 1 minute, sir. My yeah. So, Bay, sir.
Ah, yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah. Sir, they are asking current assets. Do you have papers? Hello. Subhay, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Subhay, sir, you can talk. Hello.
Hi, yes, sir. The current assets, sir. The trade receivable. Sir, can you hear it?
Yeah, hello? I can hear you. Sir, can you hear? I just want breakup of other current assets, not trade receivables and the inventories. A line item which is below that.
Okay, okay. So the other current assets is the part of other deposits like advances for purchases like this. And the deposit with the department, ED deposit. Like this.
Okay. Okay. My last, it's actually not a question but a suggestion that if we can have a result declaration every quarter instead of 6 months, because I believe that is doable and it will be good for the investors as well as the company to share and, you know, have this kind of communications on a quarterly basis rather than 6 months.
We do take your input, sir. We'll discuss with our auditor, chartered auditor, and then we'll try to. Maybe first 6 months, maybe we have a lot of developments. Maybe end of this quarter, we can do. Maybe anyway, we'll discuss with the auditor, and then we'll try. We'll take your input, sir. We'll do.
All right. Thanks a lot, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankush Batra, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please.
Hello?
Go ahead with the question.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Sir, my question is on raw material prices. So, in last 2 months, we have seen raw material prices have increased like 15 to 20%. So, how will it affect our margin?
Yeah, normally, we get the price increase on the customer. Our margin will not be getting increased.
Okay.
We have a price agreement initially, sir. Some customer month on month we are doing. Very few customers we are doing on every quarter basis.
Okay.
Now, presently, as you rightly said, there is a fluctuation in the market.
That is correct.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gunjan Modi, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand regarding some updates published with the exchanges. You have mentioned that you received the order of 220 crores and post that you received the order of around 12 crores. So you were currently fulfilling an order of at that point of time 8 crores per month and the newly workflow created increase in 4 crores. So I want to understand, sir, that if in the second statement you are stating that you have a total order book of 232.69 crores and you just received both these orders recently, so what was the previous order book regarding that? And my second question is regarding the capacity. You have stated that you are already utilizing 80 to 85% of your capacity. So how do you plan to fulfill these new orders?
Good evening, sir.
Because the new plant is coming up in 2 to 3 years, as per the statement.
No, that is wind project, sir. This is already with this new capex, already we have new capacity has come in, sir. Almost installation also getting completed. So, maximum in 3 months time, most of the machines will be started running, sir, with the new capacity.
Okay. And my first question was regarding the order book. Like you stated, the total order book to stand at.
This is apart from the existing order book, sir. Whatever we are doing, of, we have achieved 90 crores. This is all apart from that.
The 8 crores monthly run rate is apart from
that. Apart from whatever we have received an we are doing an order books, whatever we are committing now, it is apart from that.
Okay.
There will be a, any absolute in the model in couple of years time. Then existing order will get reduced in that portion.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan Nayak, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Just now I missed one point. Is that from, you said the wind capex is 70 to 75 crore, and the current the cash flow statement is it reflecting it there?
Cash? Come again, sir.
Cash.
Yeah,
the cash flow statement, the investing activity, it is showing that around 65 crore has gone into that. So is it related to the wind capex?
No, sir. Wind capex is totally new, sir. It's already
totally new.
Yeah, totally new.
So this this 65 crore is towards the auto segment?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay. So then
only small portion wind it is there, which we are starting this month onwards. The gas night trading alone. So those we have already invested 3 crores. Rest everything is automatic.
So is it related to that gas night trading plan?
Gas night trading is not automotive, it's a wind. Sir. It's a, gas night trading already we have completed the project and we are going to invoice from this month onwards.
Okay. So where is the, what is the status? I mean, has the installation completed or what is the status?
Completed. Sample has been approved by the Germans, the samples. And the first batch also we have completed last week of last month. And this month the first batch approval we are going to get. Most probably another maximum 10 days time continuous production will get started.
Okay. And secondly, sir, you said that the wind capex will be 70 to 75 crore. So what would be the means of finance?
Being and it is more than 12 months to 15 months delivery time, we have made even 25% advance also. I taken them a deferral payment like 5%, 3%, 5% in a couple of 9 months time. These advances I am planning to do with internal accruals only. So I thought of discussing after 3 months with my financial team, everyone, whether we go for a debts or any fresh issues we need to.
But you are for sure going to implement this wind project this year or that will be in next year?
The machines will come only by next year, my dear sir. All the time-taking process, the big machines.
Okay. And
we have ordered the machine and paying advances to them.
And there is even there is doubt in the minds of the people that now you said you know in your presentation you said 234 crore is the outstanding order. You got some 74 crore orders of different not periods, and again 10 crores also for 3 years. So what actually is the current order book? Because 90 crore is flowing to the P&L. So what is actually you know as in March 24 out of 232 crores. So now how much order has flown into the P&L and what is this is it the leftover order book? 232.69 crore?
No. Whatever we are declaring the order book, that is apart from what we are doing.
You gave actually the order book in three columns. So one is order as in March 24, order received during April and May, and order secured by your subsidiary. And April and May, that is for the 5 years, that is 74 crores. So that is not that material. Ditto is case of 10.8 crore, that is for 3 years. That is also not material much. But my question is only about the 233 crores orders that we have. sir. So what is, if I'm to understand that, so I mean, the run rate will be like around 20 crores per month?
No, sir, it is not like that, sir.
Okay.
I'll explain once again, sir. Earlier also the same question has come, I explained that. The 220 crores business we are getting with the various models of cars, sir.
Okay.
Various models of cars. Some cars is getting launched this year, some cars are getting launched even next year. The last car which is going to launch in December 2025. These 220 crores will be, execution will be completed till December 2025. From now onwards, till 2025 December, this 220 crore execution process will get started. When it is started, when it is 220 crore, approximately when an example, 20 crore business is the second quarter when it's starting. 20 crore business, another 5 years, the model till completes, it will continue. The next quarter, another 40 crore starts, then it will continue for next 5 years. The December 2025, which is going to start, that is a major volume, so about 40-45 crore around. That will go another 5 years from that time onwards. You understand?
Okay. So shall we mean that around, what is the run-
Whatever-
What is the run?
Whatever I have received a purchase order from the customer, so I am development confirmed purchase order. Developments we will be doing, some part will be validation will be 1.5 years. That is what this condition. So validation process over, then again, the business will get started.
So this order book, it has come after all validations have been completed, right?
Yes, in the purchase order, once received, most of the volumes are already completed. Only 40% under months, sir.
Okay. So, what is the current run rate for month of revenue?
From this exactly, I can take and tell you also. From this, to 220, out of 220, how much volume-
232, sir. So 32 crore.
Yeah, yeah.
Not 220.
220 plus 12.69. 232.69.
Yeah.
Which quarter, how much of volume, which quarter, how much available, that also you can use. Or anybody-
What is-
Yeah, you can.
What is-
No, no.
So what is the current, what is the current run rate of revenue for, I mean, that is the current monthly run rate?
So I'm telling you, this currently run rate, 140, 60% revenue this year we are increasing, no?
No. Again, you are to, you know, keeping some confusion in our mind. So-
No, no, no.
Yeah.
See, we are increasing 60% revenue. This is coming from 232 only.
Okay.
That portion.
Okay. So existing-
Next year, which is going to increase, that is coming, that will be coming from 232 only.
See, up till March 2024, we had some around, on an average, around 7.5-8 crores of revenue, right?
Exact run rate will not come month-on-month. It will-
I agree. I'm just giving average turnover, not exact turnover. Average turnover. I mean, yearly average turnover, monthly average is 7.5. So you are saying that, no, now, it will be 60% higher?
Exactly 60, yeah, 60% higher will be there.
So, sell, I mean that, no, it will be around, close to 12 crore per month?
Sometimes 8 crore will be there, sometimes 14 crore will be there, because any development die, when we are invoicing, that much will be a heavy invoice will be there.
Okay.
When you come to-
So, on the lower range, it will be around 8-9 crore?
Yeah, 8-9 crore.
And in the higher range, it could be, it can go up to even 14 crores.
Yeah. Even if it can be more also.
It can be more. So but at the end of the FY 2025, we can say it will be around 12 crore for average.
Yeah, and when you make it average, 12 crore will come. Yeah.
Okay. And you are saying that the margins will be intact?
Yes.
What about the nitrating facility? When actually the revenues will flow from there?
Nitrating only the 10 crore, which you told, you told, no, this 10 crore business, that is nitrating.
Mm.
This year.
Okay, that is nitrating facilities.
Yeah.
So, but that is-
That is only a service charge. That is only a service charge.
So... Okay, okay.
We are paying the material, we are paying only service.
Okay, that is basically a heating exercise, nothing else?
Huh? Yeah.
That is a nitrogen heating, heating exercises through which you are going to, you know, change the surface of the metals.
Yeah, surface harness, correct, exactly.
So, so what is the potential there? How much is the total scope there in the night trading facilities?
Night trading, we have been signed for 3 furnaces, customers. First furnace okay. We have launched, that is what the business this month onwards we are going to do. Second furnace, we already given order. We are expecting end of this year. Third furnace, we are planning next year. Total customer committed for us, 3 furnace capacity they have committed. It is almost, this furnace commercially, this is the biggest furnace in India. Almost 3 meter diameter, 10 tons of each time capacity. One time if you load it, it will take 90 hours to come out.
Okay, so how much capex has gone into that nitrating facility?
So far only one furnace we have introduced, sir, but we made an infrastructure for the 3 furnaces. Now one by one furnace we are introducing.
So in one furnace how much gone?
It would have gone around 6-7 crores.
6-7 crores. So yeah. Out of 6-7 crore capex will generate per year how much potential for revenue?
Around 4.5 to 5 crores minimum we can do. Conservatively, I'm telling. Only service.
Okay, that is not that significant. In the wind capex of 70 to 75 crores, how much revenue potential you see per year?
That is, you need to calculate and tell, sir. Maybe you can write that because it is a very, very big cycle time. We are working on that.
Okay.
Each machine is around 17 crores. We are working on that. Maybe pricing also we have with us. Each component is around, we will be invoicing around 2 crores, almost 1.85 to 2 crores. So, I can tell you, I don't have numbers now right now. You can make send a mail, I can give a reply to us.
And in the auto capex of 60 to 70 crores, how much revenue you can,
entire whatever we are discussing, 239 is auto only, sir. Nothing has been
Again, are we introducing new products in the OE category?
By existing components and new models only. There is no any new products.
Okay, new models. And by the way, are we also touching upon any other OEs apart from Hyundai and Toyota?
At present, I told no, sir. We are already entering into Mahindra, already entered. Tata discussion is going on. Leyland also we are entering. RFQs are started coming. In the medium segment, pickup vehicles.
Okay, MHVs. Pickup vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranay Jain from Deal Wealth. Please go ahead.
Some of my questions are partly answered. Just wanted to get clarity on the gas night riding business. I understand that phase-wise we are adding the furnaces, but otherwise, what is the contribution in a steady state that we should expect over the year or next 2 years from this business?
Overall, we can expect around 12 crores annually this business.
12 crores from the 3 furnaces
combined. Rahul, I'm correct. I don't have I 1 minute. I captured this now. Rahul, are you in the line?
Hello? Yeah.
Whatever the volume is correct?
Yes.
So, gas net riding, as of now, we can pencil 12 crores revenue from all the 3 furnaces, assuming they are running steady state. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Right. And the margins over here, because it's only processing, would obviously be lower than our company average, right? Because it's only part of the process.
It is better than existing, sir. It is only the technology, only it is mine, sir. Furnace technology, if we have to buy these furnaces imported, it is 12 crores are just with our own by visiting German and other things, we have built up in within 3.5 crores.
Oh. Yeah, okay. So you're saying efficiency will
I request these type of internal technical visitors will be more easily understand it, sir, as an explanation.
Got it.
I'll be happy to explain in person also. No issue.
Sir, I would like to correct it there. In 2026 to 2027, we are operating in full capacity. We are expecting it around 9.2 to 9.5 crores.
Sorry. Thank you for this clarity on the gas addressing business. Secondly is basically the CapEx, all of which that we will complete by next year. What would be the potential revenue from all the segments? Have we done that kind of work, or it's difficult to project as of now?
As of now, it is very difficult, sir, because it is keep adding the one by one additional requirement of the what we are discussing as the gas shaping and planetary area. Customer also, we are joint discussion is going on. The CNC CMO which not included, that is coming around 5.5. Originally fixed agreed cost, they ready to accept that increase the cost by going additional capex. It will take another 3 months to get concluded the new vertical entire revenue part, sir.
Okay, so from the wind power business, assuming that we are doing 75 crore capex,
yeah,
the capacity will be fully tied up with our customer in Germany and Austria, or we are looking for more customers also to utilize
this? No, this purchase area only I told, sir. The machine which I am buying only German and Austria. Customer is German customer, sir.
Okay, but we are in talks with other kind of customers in India and elsewhere also for this business?
See, so far I have only booked him only with this customer. Once everything is set back, we are trying to go for other customer also. We have identified the other customer also. We will be going for other customers. There is no restriction with the existing customer for going other customers.
What is the visibility from the German customer for this wind power business next couple of years do we have?
That is 2025 only they have volumes. They are also working for, we have made agreement also with them. So they are also working on us. It will take another 3 months to give a clarity on the exact visibility on that. Okay. But entire we are going to produce, and they want to stop importing China and German also. Subsequently, they are planning to export our part to German also. So we are, because they are also investing around 300-400 crores, only I am, some vertical I am doing, most of the thing they are investing in-house.
Okay, so this is going to be a long-term engagement, and like you said,
we
own markets also.
Germans, long-term engagement.
Got it. On the planetary carrier side, while it is an emerging and exciting space, what are the prospects that we are seeing over here? I mean, is it only ISRO or one, two other names, or what kind of development we are expecting in this segment?
So, main mission selection, sir. Today also I came to Coimbatore because of the planetary carrier discussion only. To discuss one of the Indian supplier itself, we want to reduce the cost of import machineries.
Mm-hmm.
We are pure core technical peoples of machining, sir. So that is what we are getting this order.
Okay, all right. So we will focus on precision machining engineering and not really looking at...
There is a very criticality in there in the planetary carrier. Just like that cannot do. I am working more than 3 months on particular on this project alone, which machine to be selected, and the dimension and the probability inspection method, what to be selected. We are keep continuously working. Our initially long time taking time process machine, we have already ordered 15 months. Rest everything we want to close it before 15 months.
Okay. This is quite visionary, and I commend you and your team on this thing. It will require a lot of capex to run this kind of growth year on year. So I wish you all the very best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you.
Sir,
on the export side, on the last call, we had mentioned that we are in talk with few of the MNCs, and also we are in touch with Madras and Sumi, who are kind of asking us to kind of make a few products from them. So any update on that you would like to throw?
They have added us into the portal, sir. We can view the portal, all the requirements globally, it will come into the portal. We can code. So last two codes we could not able to gain because of higher price. They have guided us. Maybe from next quote onwards, we are targeting to get the business.
Okay. And any other MNCs, global MNCs, we are talking for exports as of now?
So as of now, Madhurstan only I visited personally and are discussing. Other than that, Sumiruko also we are discussing. I wanted to start this also further continuation after 3 months because we have taken a lot of machines already coming into the factory, implementations and everything, we want to quickly do it. So we don't want to divert our concentration immediately, and export business when we get also we need to promptly deliver. So earlier I targeted for June. Now maybe July, August we'll be closely following export business.
Okay, so one
reshuffling also in the plant, if anybody comes, there is a lot of reshuffling also. New machines coming, the existing layouts are getting changed. So lot of
so once we kind of stabilize the new plant, then we'll focus on exports.
Yes.
And then the other segment was the aerospace component. There also we were targeting something on the machining side.
No, sir. And, only wind only we are targeting. So which I am told, one machine we are going to buy from Austria. This machine very much capable to do the aerospace components. We are going to target that also. Aerospace, there is a separate quality certification required. So we are going to start that quality certification audit process also. In meanwhile, last month we got a Semeta four pillar audit also we got through, because any German company, we have a Semeta audit pass there, they need not come and audit us. So we have that also we have done past. We can count it, very few people only will do this type of audit past.
Sorry sir, can you mention what is that audit and what is that audit required for?
Semeta, four pillar audit, sir. It is very tough audits. It will come in the employee safety.
For it, it's CETEX. SMETA.
Yeah. Can you, yeah. See, I think, Rahul, you are posted in that NSE also, no?
Okay.
Rahul?
NSE, we are yet to post, not yet.
Yeah, you post. I think it has come, I think. Approved.
Shortly, we will be posting.
Yeah.
Sure, sir. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jignesh V from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Good evening.
Sir, there's a new wind capex that you're planning to do.
Hmm.
I wanted to understand what kind of products will we cater to for this client.
So this is a wind, there are a lot of products are there. So there is a blade. The blade, there will be a reduction gearbox will be there. We are catering on the main gearbox.
Okay.
Very big gearbox. In the main head is there, so their gearbox is there. That portion we are concentrating. That part.
So this kind of product is you are doing the only person in India, or there are few other competitors?
I have not started so far. Already these are only captive only they will be doing in-house. They will not be giving to suppliers because huge investment technicality required. This is the first time from the German customer we are going to implement by Taycan.
Okay. So going forward, this kind of products can also be, similar products can also be done for aerospace.
Yeah. This machine is capable to do aerospace component also. Such a like that only, yes, sir. Yeah. Machine is general purpose machine. It is not a special purpose machine. This can do other parts.
Okay. Understood. And so for this 70 to 75 crore capex, you would be requiring for next 18 months.
Correct. We, 25% only we are discussing with them. That also I am discussing with them for a deferral payment. I am managing and paying them. So when it is required, I thought we'll think whether to go for DEFs or Rishi Kodi. We are not concluded.
Okay, so the fund requirement will be maybe thought of next year only.
In next year beginning, yeah, correct. Because the 60 days before, they'll be asking the entire funds to deliver the machine.
Okay. Suppose if we do start the production of this wind product, we will be only catering to one client of Germany.
Correct.
As of now.
We can go to other client also. Once I complete the order, ordering the machine entirely and set the process sequence correct, I'll be start working with the other customer also before machine comes. We made agreement presently only with one customer. Once this is, I'm not declaring to any other customer also. Once I order everything completed and time frame everything, roadmap completed, then I'll go to other customer also, similar customer.
Okay. And sir, during our earlier calls, you had mentioned that currently automotive is 80% of your revenues.
Yeah, with this it will be getting reduced.
So once this wind comes, it will come 60%?
Yeah, that is what my aim, 60 to 40 I want to maintain.
Okay, but that will only be done after 2 years. Till then, auto will remain
next year onwards. Next year onwards. Now, gas metering increases also slightly. There will be a change, a few percentage. Then already we have started the gas metering this month onwards. Then subsequently, next year middle onwards, it will start.
Okay. So broadly to understand, like this year 90 crores was your revenue majorly from automotive. So this automotive will become around 150 crores. And going forward, more of the revenue will come from the wind aspect.
There will be a small percentage in non-automotive also, sir, which already extend. We are doing a special process of induction nitrating already, sir, past few years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that entire revenue will be around, if we assume it is 150 crore, but the over and above this will be wind component that I
correct,
wanted to
correct,
understand.
Correct, correct, correct.
So overall, broadly, we can achieve around 250 to 300 crores in next 2 years.
Next 2 years, yeah, sure. We are aiming. We are working towards that.
Okay, so around 60-65% CAGR every year for next 2 years.
With this, easily we can.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Sachdeva, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
So my question is regarding the shareholding. As I remember, you have given around 17 lakh shares to the anchor investors. Am I right, sir?
Correct, correct.
Sir, can you tell me as on date, what is the current shareholding?
Shivani?
Yes, sir. Rajesh, sir?
Rajesh?
Hello?
Rajesh, please, sir. He's asking present shareholding better. Are you in the mic?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah,
yeah, go ahead. Yes, sir. I'm Rajesh Kamnizhi to you. Sir, what do you actually need, sir?
Sir, actually, you allotted 17 lakh shares to the anchor investors. So,
yes,
as on that, can you tell me what is their holdings right now?
What anchor investor?
Yeah. I think same only, sir. Till 12 months, they cannot sell now, sir.
No, actually, their shares is in locked-in, actually.
Sir, lock-in period is not 12 months for the anchor investors.
Rajesh, can you check? Then?
1 second, sir.
As far as I know, it is 12 months lock-in period.
So you are asking the shareholding pattern as in 31st March 2024 or as on date only?
If you can provide both, as on date or 31st March, whatever is possible for you.
1 second, sir. One.
Because actually there is very big overhang in the market till the anchor investor selling is not...
Rajesh, anchor investor is selling the share, I think.
Sir, I'll do one thing. Sir, please provide your mail ID. So I'll provide the detailed shareholdings of the company.
Sir, I think you are right, sir. Anchor Investors are selling, I think.
Yes. Because shareholding pattern as on 31st March 2024, and because every week there is a latest shareholding.
No, Rajesh, sir, question is whether Anchor Investors are retaining the same or they are selling.
Yes, sir, that I need to check the shareholding pattern, whether they are in the shareholding pattern or not. For that, sir, please share your mail ID so that I will share you the details whether the Anchor Investors is holding the share.
Okay, sir, I will email you separately.
Yeah, I'll share you, sir, both as on 31st March 2024, the shareholding pattern, and as on the current date, what is the shareholding pattern. So you can view, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. That's it for
me. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan Nayak, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to understand the growth we did of 85%. So how much is value growth and how much is volume growth? So is it possible to give the volume of metals we have casted and the EBITDA per ton of FI23 and FI24?
EBITDA per ton definitely we cannot give, sir. We are different various verticals. We are doing a development, die casting dies also we are doing. We are doing die casting part. We are machining the CNC machine, aluminium. And steel also we are machining, and induction heat treatment also we are machining, all in one roof, sir. It is very difficult to give in per ton calculation, sir.
So have you assessed actually how much
it is number based? No, it is a value based. It is increasing the sales.
Okay, so so I mean the 84%, 85% growth in the revenue is totally attributed to value growth only.
Maximum value growth.
Okay, so okay, can you just now give the ratio of ferrous and non-ferrous?
That can be given, sir. I can send you a mail, sir. Because at present I don't have it. We can split and give. We together okay, only okay. Working. Actually, company is working together only. If you want, we split and give.
So can it be possible, sir, if you can give a detailed presentation wherein the current status of different capex and different the clientele and the products actually we are actually supplying. So if it will be better because it is due.
Once I complete the capex, as I told, it will take 3 months time to complete my entire capex ordering. Only one or two machines I have ordered so far. I will be completing in 1 month time ordering. And subsequently, inspection equipment also in order. Maximum 3 months time, I can give you entire vision for a total capex, what I am planning.
That vision, at least a status report, a status presentation, investor presentation is required. If you can provide, that will be great.
Okay, sir. Subhayar, whatever capex I have not put here, we can do it.
Capex and what is the current order book you are already given. So if there is any addition to that, you can also give. And plus any client additions or anything.
Yes, that is every order coming within 24 hours, I think. Rajesh, correct? We are submitting to CS, he is updating.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes,
thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Shah. From Chris PMS, please go ahead.
Congratulations on the great set of numbers, sir. Sir, our new facility, when it will come on stream?
So the fully owned subsidy facility, 40% already construction completed for nitrating purpose. The balance we are going to start in this month onwards. The new facility totally which you purchased recently, that is maybe next year only it will come into operation, sir.
Okay, so sir, from current facility, how much turnover can we do maximum?
So next year, the target we are doing only with the current facility, sir. Yes, this year, 2024-25.
So we can do 150 crore turnover from current facility only?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ronak Singhi. Who's an investor? Please go ahead. Mr. Ronak Singh, may we request you to use your handset, please? You're not audible, sir.
Hello? Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
This year, you have a revenue margin of 80% towards the automated side.
Sir, why is it very, very low, sir?
Sir, we are unable to hear you. May I request you to use your handset, please?
Am I audible right now?
So your audio is very low, sir. Are you using some kind of a headset? I would request you to use your handset, sir, for optimum audio quality. Mr. Ronak Singh, may we request you to use your handset, sir? Your line has been unmuted.
This year you are targeting a revenue of 80% towards the automotive side, and next, like for the upcoming year, you have a gas metered project as well. So, what can you share the breakup of the revenue towards the automotive and the gas metered project in FY25?
I'm sorry, sir. I could not hear properly. Hello, sir. Hello.
So the participant has dropped from the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last.
You could able to hear, sir?
No, sir.
I can
no, sir. His audio was not clear, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalavade from Kiran Advisors for closing comments. Ganesha, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Thai Casting Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at info@greenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference.
Thank you,
everyone, from the management Thai Casting side. Thank you. Thank you, Green Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, all the bodies. Yeah.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.